Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to talk to you about dangers of desperation. On last episode, I told you to be aware of a societal pressure. There, I pointed out that sometimes society has expectations from us that are baseless. They have expectations from us that we cannot pursue. They have expectations from us that are not based on what God considers important or even what matters in life. I say, if you ever fall for that temptation, if you ever fall for that pressure, what happens is that you become desperate. That's why I want to point out to you the dangers of desperation. It is crucial you don't get to that point in life at every where you act based on desperation. It's crucial you don't come to that point in life where your decisions are based on desperation and not careful thought out of what you want to do and understanding that indeed there is a need to take this decision, there is a need to pursue this goal, and the cause is a valid one. First, I'd like to start by telling you how desperation starts. Desperation starts usually when you have an end or a goal you want to reach, a goal you want to achieve, and you are putting your best or putting as much effort as you think you should to get that goal, and when the result is not forthcoming and you really think you should have that result no matter what happens is that the pressure to get that result gets mounted on you, and in that state of mind, in that state of heart, you become desperate. Desperation is actually trying to get is about a state of heart that produces different kinds of actions. It's about a state of heart that leads many people into mistakes. It's about a state of heart that leads people into blunder. It's about a state of heart that can even ruin your efforts for a very long time. It's about a state of heart that can ruin your efforts and your good relationship. It's about a state of heart that can even cost you your reputation you have taken years to build. Desperation is a bad thing both for individuals and businesses. Therefore, no matter the target you want to reach in your business, no matter the goal you want to reach, no matter how much you want to declare profits and give your shareholders a good dividend, it's crucial you understand that desperation is not the way to the answer, is not the way to getting your goal achieved. In fact, as much as possible, you have to fight the desperation. And that is why I want to talk to you about the dangers of desperation. Like I said, desperation is about a state of heart that gives birth to different actions. One of those actions desperation brings is that you begin to change your values. In life, there must be principles and rules that guide what you do. Nobody lives life arbitrarily. That is to say, you don't just wake up and begin to do anything you want. There are things that guide what you do and what you don't do. It is when you become desperate, what happens is this. Just because you want to get a result, just because you want to achieve something, you drop those values and begin to imbibe things that don't make sense. You drop those values and begin to imbibe things that are not okay. You drop those values and you begin to tweak your values, you begin to adulterate them, you begin to explain away things you strongly believed in the past. You begin to give excuses why they are not valid again. You begin to give excuses why you cannot go by that way again. That is what desperation brings. A typical example is when you know that you say, I cannot give anybody kickback because of contract. And suddenly you know you have not made any sales. And this is the year, the first quarter of the year is gradually coming to an end. And you know you have to declare profit. And you know you have to give something to your shareholders. And you know you have financial need. A lot of times the temptation is when you become desperate, what you do is this. You begin to say, after all, what's kickback? It's not just to give them their money and take my own money. After all, I will deliver. When you get to that point where you want to get results and you find out that you have begun to change values, you begin to change principles that guide what you do, you begin to alter even the normal professional things, rules that guide your field. So what has happened at such points is that you have become desperate. In that your state of desperation, you begin to break rules, you begin to change rules, and you begin to do things that are not okay. The negative implication of that action is this. Eventually, it will backfire. Yes, it will backfire. It's not even about God judging you. It's about the fact that it's a just recompense of reward. It's about the fact that whatever a man sows in life, that is exactly what he's going to reap. He is not going to reap anything different from what he sows. Therefore, you should be careful that society does not amount pressure on you, that you don't also amount pressure on yourself to achieve any result by all means. My father is not a perfect person, but there's one thing I like about him. I would actually pray to God that he helps me to be able to do that, even now as a young person and as a married man. If my father wants anything, he first of all prays. Anything he wants to do, he tells us when we want to do money prayers. Let's pray about this. I want to do this. This person is trying to give me money for this. This person wants me to do this and do that with him. After the prayers, he begins to think about it. He plans a lot. So when he is done with it, he goes out to execute what he has planned and what he has thought out. If things begin to change, he begins to make adjustments. He also continues to pray about it. When he is done with what he wants to do and he didn't get the result he wants, do you know what he says? He said he has done his own best, that God knows why it is that way. And maybe God doesn't want to give it to him. Now somebody may say that he hasn't done his best. Maybe, I don't know. But what I like about it is the fact that he puts in his effort. He does all that he knows to do. And when he doesn't get what he wants, he relaxes and moves on with his life. And understand that there is nothing a man has that is not given to him by God. Nobody gets anything on earth because he works so hard. People can explain away the blessings of God for their lives. Their problem is that they do not understand their background work that their parents or other people have done for them that made them get what they want. And because they have achieved some level of success, they now think that God is a joke or that God does not exist or has no hands in their work. A man like Nebuchadnezzar thought that way, and God showed him that he's actually God. The point I'm making is that when you are desperate, you begin to change rules that guide you. You begin to wear short skirts because you want to get attention from men. Again, I want to tell you this. A man that will marry you because of you put up short skirts and bring out your breasts for the whole world to see is a man that wants to sleep with you. When men want to have sex, they know who to get to. Those who dress like a shower. When they want to get married, they look for the Holy Mary sisters. Incidentally, when also devil-like girls want to get married, they go to church to look for guys that are okay. What happens there, according to Pastor Banky, is that the bad guy will meet the bad girl and two of them will marry. The point I'm making is this. Do not allow desperation to compel you to begin to do things you wouldn't do before. If a girl says he's not marrying you, go home. There are many other girls to talk to. If a guy says he doesn't want you again, don't out of desperation because you're now 32 or 30 whatever, begin to do things you wouldn't do normally. Don't go to sleep with him because he wants to marry you. It is a no-no. If it's no for you when you are 35, let it remain no even when you are 32. What I'm saying is that if out of desperation you go to sleep with him, he may eventually not marry you. There are principles that guide this life. You do not have those principles because it's convenient for you. You run your life by those principles because that is what's sensible to do. Because you are certain that it's leading to an end. Do not allow the fact that you didn't get the result you want to push into desperation that will make you begin to change those results. The point I'm making is when you are desperate, you begin to commit blunders. You begin to do things that will bring you pain. You change your values that will get you results quick, but will of course come with sorrows and pains attached to it. And that is why I encourage you. Do not allow society mount pressure on you. And when you have done something that expects a particular result and the result is not forthcoming, do not become desperate. Calm yourself down and check whether there is something you have to change to get the result you want. If you have done those checks and did your best and the result didn't turn out the way you want it, allow it to be. Relax knowing that God is still God. He is alive and active. He is alive and very well. I will not let you fall. Life has a way of rewarding you for putting in your best. When you have done that, do not allow the fact that you have not gotten the result you want mount pressure on you and make you desperate. If it ever does, it will bring you pain, to bring you regret, and of course you commit blunders that you will not want to even remember tomorrow.
Tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Bridget.com, that is BROJID.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brogy World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.